Continuing with the satsang with Niruma, this is on the morning of Saturday, November the 5th, December the 5th, 2009, translation of the satsang of Niruma's DVD being played here in Simandu City in the absence of Pujya Deepak Bhai. Question going on the word moha. Moha means the illusory attraction from a lady. She is asking a question about some words of Atmagnanish, Gnani Purush, Srimad Rajchandra, who says that he talks about pity that arises out of illusion. And Niruma says, yes, everything is an illusion. Is it not all feelings that arise are an illusion that arise consequent to the idea that I am Kimochi? Next question. There was a time I was so upset and restless in my life, but for a year now, since having received your compassionate gnan, I have absolute correction. I have a lot of blissful state. And when you did come to my home, you allowed me to attend the Shibir in Ambaji for ladies, especially those who want to get rid of their moha, the illusory attraction that I am Kimochi, and the persistent illusion that remains in the post-gnan state, in the discharge phase moha. And so this lady says she is very grateful that you allowed me to attend that very special Shibir retreat, only for ladies only, in Ambaji, which is the Tirthadham, the very special place, just a couple of hours away from Ahmedabad here. And I am asking for more energies along these lines, Niruma. And Niruma says, for sure. Next question. We'll give it. There's another. Niruma, another lady asking a question. Everybody is asking from different. Jai Sachida. And a gentleman asking. I'll take 5 minutes. This. When I was 10 years old, somebody, my guru, I had a guru for 10 years before I met you, and my guru told me that there is a space between the eyebrows, that is, and there is the space of the guru is between the eyebrows, and when I touched your toe, I had some light. And then after the Gnanvidhi, I had negative feelings about Dada Bhagwan. I had such odd and negative feelings about Dada Bhagwan. When I looked at the picture of Dada Shri, I talked to him and I said, Dada, I'm very angry about you. I'm very angry with you. 3 days ago, when I touched your toe, I had a sense of peace and silence. I could feel a sense of bliss. My mom said, take some chocolate. She's distributing chocolate. Then I had the feeling that I'm.
It's used to it.
This gentleman is not expressing properly, so it's difficult to translate. He says, I have a lot of junk within me, I'd like to get it cleared. And so, he says, when I am doing vidhi of you, you're touching my head to your forehead, I can see your face also. And now he's jumping on into the compassion, that compassion tends to flow. He's jumping from one topic to the other. And then I was told, my mom tells me that Niruma is a Jnani Purush. Then I talked to Dimple Bhai and Uday Bhai, the other Aptaputras, and they were telling me something. He says, Niruma. And Niruma tells him, come to our special shibir for youngsters and young men, and then it will help you. Just recognize that this is filled junk in the body complex, non-self complex. It is not. He says he has a lot of problems with sexuality. And he says, once you recognize that this is part of the non-self complex, and this is all has to be, it's all temporary, I am the eternal permanent one. And if your nishchay, if your determination is 1000%, then the science will take hold within you and you will rise above it. He says, even Dimple, when he was at the age of 3, when he went to the kindergarten school, he says he remembered sitting next to the prettiest girl at the age of 3. So this is the nature of sexuality. You bring it from you from past life. And in this life, if we have the knowledge of the self, S capital, through the grace of the Jnani Purush, then you can rise above all that belong to the non-self complex. And sexuality is the part of the complex which is prone to create ongoing kashais of anger, greed, deceit and pride. And so now this young man comes in front of Niruma on the DVD and is doing a direct personal vidhi with Niruma, resting his forehead on her feet, on her toe, and reciting, Hum Shud Atma Chu, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. He's resting it on her right big toe, the space in between your forehead. The toe of the Jnani is the place where one can get rid of all problems if the Jnani is available to you. Niruma says, yes, Niruma is saying, if you have a diamond, now if it has fallen into a waste paper basket or it has fallen into a toilet, do we not take it out? Do we not wash it and then do we clean it up and then keep it in a special place? Niruma says, these are all diamonds. All these young men and women are nothing but pure diamonds. Whether they have fallen into the toilet or into dirt or junk, or do we still not pick them up? They are all pure diamonds only. Next one, Niruma says. He says, this young woman says that I have a lot of moha. Apparently this satsang heading, which DVD is on about moha, the illusory attraction. This woman is saying that I have a lot of moha, illusory attachment, the illusion of attachment, and in fact overt relative attachment to my mother. I do not want to be an impediment. It depends upon whether your mom wants to leave her moha, her attraction for you. both of them are attracted to each other, attached to each other. Mother says, yes, I want to get rid of it 100%. Then Niruma says, you have to take 10 to 15 minutes a day, because it is a huge mine, it is a huge minefield, it is a lot of stock underneath. You need to start, is it only? Yes, yes, I have. But especially for this daughter of mine, I am tremendously attached. I am seriously, deeply attached to her. Niruma says, watch it in Samayik 10 to 15 days and see this moha daily. What is your moha? What is your illusion? Illusory attachment for this human being, this particular person. Observe daily. Watch the stock of it. Yeah, but it is not coming in my conduct, Niruma, but before I used to haggle and nag a lot. But I am so upset with my own self that all the knowledge leaves me, and I become attached. And so now this is the mother and daughter now giving their Q&A to Niruma. And I feel like nobody is. I feel like before Gnan I had a lot of sense of not being noticed by my parents, but now Niruma says, now all you have to decide is Niruma looking at you or not? You shouldn't be worried about other people. He says, I have found you to be the only friend. Niruma says, all these other people will drown you into their attachment, whereas Niruma will lift you up. Next one. Niruma, next question, from another gentleman.
Niruma.
This file too, my wife has a lot of attachment to my son's wife. But it is not able to get rid of this excessive attachment to the daughter-in-law. And she neglects her own son-in-law. She is more attached to her daughter-in-law. And I tell her this is all part of Vyavasthit. Where is, so now these are actually ongoing. So he called. So now Niruma is addressing the wife and says, leave her alone. Leave her to her own family, the small family, the direct immediate family of husband and wife. If they are happy, then why do you need to really be so deeply connected? You are the one, you should not have any expectations. You should, if she is unhappy, if she is not getting any kind of, if she is unhappy, then it's reasonable to really pay attention. And so the husband now says that this wife is constantly engrossed in the thoughts of this woman. He says, I am doing a lot. This woman now says, I do pratikraman every day. But I want to be free from it, Niruma. Niruma says, yes, be free. She is already married. Does she have a mother? Why you are so attached to this daughter-in-law, but does she not have a mother of her own? Why should you be so concerned about? Leave her alone. Why are you so attached to the daughter-in-law? Now your S capital self, your Atma, your Dada, Bhagwan within you is your everything. I understand everything, Niruma, and I can see the moh coming out, the illusory attraction coming out. However, now Niruma says, then watch. She says, yes, I do have a lot of expectations. He says, as many expectations do you have? I says, I have a lot of expectations out of file 3 and file 6. Now the sons are talking 5-3, the son. So the whole family. Niruma says, do you want to get it all out? I want to go to moksha only, nothing else. I want to be free from it all. 5-5 is my daughter-in-law and 6 is my daughter-in-law's husband or my son. I said, why don't you leave all of these people? You've gone up to 5-6 now. Now you have gone to the son-in-law. I am deeply attached to my son-in-law too, she says. I want her to come back to me. I want my son, daughter-in-law to come back to me. Does she not have a world of her own? And if she has her own daughter, then she will not even bother for you. And then you will go to file number 7 and file number 8. No, Niruma, I don't want to do that. If she is happy, then why are you so stuck on her? Do you know how much dvesh you will have to face? You will have to face a corresponding amount of abhorrence directly proportional to the amount of attachment that you've had. Niruma, next question. When one becomes emotional, when it happened in Kutch, I was watching the earthquake on Kutch, but when I watched it on TV, I was totally unaffected. But when you tell me something, I get upset very. I should have been affected by the earthquake, but I was not. But I get affected by little things people tell me. I was watching TV every day, but I was not at all affected. Don't you think that if Niruma says you become emotional where you are attached, you have to recognize that you have no attachment to the people in Kutch who were crushed in the earthquake. But if you have attached to somebody, then your moh will arise. He says, Niruma, I'm constantly crying. He says, I'm in a crying mode all the time. I mean, I'm crying constantly. What is happening, Niruma? He says, are you saying that you cry even when you don't know the person? He says, if you don't know, then come meet me personally and I'll tell you. Next question. I feel like you Niruma is touching the head and tapping the head of everyone, but she never touches my head and taps it. Is it about you? Come here. I'll give you not only a tapli, but I'll give you a taplo, a huge bang on your head. So this woman comes. You know. So he says, my arm does not reach, so I have to now have a long stick so I can touch everybody, she says. Niruma says, there she is giving her famous smile. And now this lady comes in front of her, and let's see what Niruma does to her. And Len says, no, Len, don't worry about the tapli, I'm just going to give you a nice tapli. Jai Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand, Niruma. And now let's see, there she leaves, she's happy. Next one. We had a huge file at home, and now she has come. It was a problematic file, and now we have separated from her or him. I had a lot of more to file number 3, attachment. And now she has separated. That woman has gone away. I think somebody from the family. Now that she has left the family, she is suffering a lot mentally inside. She is getting very emotional. And she says, now that she has left the home, I don't know how to deal with it. And this lady is now crying. Yes, it'll all heal. Come, Niruma says, Niruma, it'll all heal. Niruma is reading the further details of whatever she had written about the nitty-gritties of all these human clashes. Niruma, somebody writes a letter to Niruma, says, please shower your grace on those who are old Mahatmas and those who are sitting way behind. So this gentleman says, where are you? So says, our grace is on everyone, says Niruma. What is ego? Niruma, what is ego and how can I see the faults of the ego in Samaika? Niruma says, the one who takes on the suffering, the one who suffers is the ego. Wherever you suffer, that is the ego. There is the suffering of the pain and there is a sufferer of the pleasure too. And then is also, there is there the one who says, I did it, I am the doer, that is also the ego. Niruma, 9 years ago I took nun. I took the nun because my mother-in-law told me, I had done a lot of kramic sadhanas and jatras. Initially I thought this was like a mixture. I took the gnan in mystery building. I could not bring myself to touch my head and bend my head to your toe. She's describing her Gnanvidhi. I spoke a little bit, few words in Gnanvidhi, but yesterday I repeated the Gnanvidhi. At the end of the Gnanvidhi, you told me you did not close your eyes. And that time I felt like you were being my watchman. But yesterday I started crying in the Gnanvidhi. I don't know, yesterday in the Gnanvidhi I was just constantly crying. I have so much attachment to my father. I'm more attached to my father than my husband. How can I get out of it? I'm seriously, Niruma says, you will not attain bliss until you get out of this this attachment. But I don't even go to my dad's home. But the moment I think about him, I am constantly overcome. I'm deeply overcome. What should I do, Niruma? In the Samayik, you have to see this illusion, this attraction, recognize that they're separate, send a message to the pure soul within that person. Niruma, my mother-in-law who is dead now, whenever she comes in my dream, I feel like she wants to convey something to me. Yeah. Niruma says, don't give any kind of credence to these dreams. There is no value to this. And you're projecting this in your dream. And Niruma, I do ask for the progress of my own mother-in-law. When she comes in your dream, just say Jai Sachidanand and invoke her pure soul. How apt is it? Next question is it apt to send wedding invitations to anyone? Dhirubhai is asking this question. Niruma says, now Niruma replies, should I be inviting people to weddings? That's the question. If you believe, it is in this horoscopes in weddings. If you believe in, should horoscopes match before you do wedding? Niruma says, if you believe in horoscopes, then go ahead. But if you are going to suspect, if you're going to start suspecting bad horoscopes, then you'll have a problem for the rest of the life, will you not? If you do not believe in horoscopes before weddings, then don't try to match them. This is nothing but beliefs, is it not? If you believe that the horoscopes are matching, so the wedding will run smoothly. But Niruma says that the divorces happen to those which match, and those which did not match, they live forever together. So this horoscope is just one of the evidence in a whole process of wedding. So these days such true horoscope readers are very rare too. So what are you going to do? So should you be believing in horoscopes? There's a lot of junk going on. By Jyotish science is correct. The science of astrology is true. It's a true science. However, the unfolders of this science, however, the knowers of this science are not around available so far. So you don't If you believe in it, then go ahead and follow. But if you don't, my file too believes more in this. In other words, my wife believes more in this than I do, Niruma. Then Niruma says, then settle that file too with equanimity. Niruma, you say that the Jnanis never forgive, their forgiveness is ever present. They don't have to forgive, they are not the doers of the forgiveness. Niruma says, compassion is there for everyone, however, extra compassion is for the one who has become the holder of the excess, who has become ready for the excess compassion. Niruma says, Niruma, for you it just happened, right? Niruma says, yes, it just happened. For many, many lifetimes, Dada Shri was doing bhavana that how can the world attain this bliss that is so easy and easy to be had. Is that bhavana of Jagat Kalyan of the Bhavani, is Jagat Kalyan of the Jnani, is that a Vishesh Karuna? And he says, no, it is natural for him. It is one's compassion only arises when one becomes absolutely devoid of kashais. What is the difference between forgiving and compassion? There is no relationship. And he says, Niruma says, Kshama, there is no connection between forgiving somebody and compassion. This is to forgive somebody, is to forgive somebody. Compassion arises after self-realization only, whereas forgiveness can be given by somebody who is not realized either. Next question. Niruma. Niruma, sometimes if I see somebody beating up somebody, then I cannot let go of that scene in my mind. Niruma says, Niruma, that is what we are saying. That he says, you should not become absorbed in that scene and do the pratikraman from within. If you become absorbed in it, if you become tanmayakar in watching scenes of abuse, you are not supposed to do that. You are supposed to separate and remain separate and see it in samayik. This woman now is talking about remaining gnata drashta, becoming the knower and the seer in such scenes. She said, when I am in front of the Lord and doing puja, do I have to be a gnata drashta or do I have to have bhav puja? Niruma says, bhav puja is important. You have to do it with feelings when you touch the Lord. Next question. Shobha is asking a question. It is, file number one means I want to ask a lot of questions, but I'm not able to ask you questions. Does it mean that I will be liberating later than others? Do you think that the one who gets questions, ask questions, is going to get liberated? No. Moksha is with the one who remains as the S capital self in the five agnas. He is the one who is going to get liberated first, not the one who asks a lot of questions. Niruma. Niruma, wait, let me finish this paper. How can I get grace? And how can I get compassion? How can I please you, Niruma? How can I attain practically your grace and your compassion? How can I proceed in this discussion? This was discussed in detail yesterday, by the way, in the natural flowing discussion on Niruma. So, on November 4th, please check it out now. Niruma says, remain in the five agnas and then kind of get immersed in some work for Jagat Kalyan, for the salvation of the world. And then, but if you would seek anything worldly in a selfish manner, then there will not be any. Niruma, I don't know how to do Jagat Kalyan, but I can do it my way. Niruma, we are doing something, but it's not reaching you. It's not reaching you. You are not becoming aware of it. Niruma says, if you try to make me aware of the fact that you are doing Jatka Kalyan, then the ego will arise. You see? It's, let it happen naturally. You're trying to engage my attention when you think that you're doing some Jagat Kalyan. That is not called Jagat Kalyan. Yes, no, no, no. Yes, occasionally, if you point it out, just Niruma says it's always there constantly on all of you. Next question. My father. This is my father it's those stuff that you chew as tobacco. Yes, can will you please energize him to leave it? No, you cannot do it for your, this little boy. He says, is my dad is here. But your dad has to ask that he has to come here. Your dad has to ask to be free from this habit of. So this little boy says, hey dad, come to Niruma. Come to Niruma. Okay, let's see. So now dad has to come. This is like this little boy. Niruma is singing a song about Dada Shri. The Gnani Purush is his compassion. She used to love to sing this. The one who is the embodiment of only absolute love and compassion. Behold his compassion. And look how he would mend broken egos through love only. And those whose minds had been fractured, he would enliven them again through love only. Kevad Prem, Kevad Prem, absolute love, the living embodiment of absolute love, that is our Gnani Purush Dada Shri. See, I gave your dead time, but he never got up. So Niruma sang that just, now Niruma says, don't give it up through force. Are you really wanting to leave? Okay, so now she offers her toe. He says, have you got any money for me? Give me some money. He says, it's with my wife. Niruma just says, give me some money. Okay, so he's a little shy man. Let's see what he does. He's just standing there. He has to give up his tobacco. Chewing tobacco. All right, so file 2 is coming now. Oh, it's the sun. Okay, so it gives you... Is it... Please, give me 1 rupee, come on. Okay, now. Okay, come on, now touch. Suresh, okay. Hey, done. You don't need to touch, you leave it alone. Mathu, just touch properly. Say, I surrender my mind, switch body, Suresh, the name of Suresh, and all illusions associated with all Maya associated with Suresh. Charge karma, subtle discharge karma, gross discharge karma. Are you pragat, awakened, pure soul, Prabhu Nath, at your feet, I'm surrendering it all. In fact, she is now, oh Dada Bhagwan, dear Dada, oh Lord Simandar Swami, in your direct presence, I am making the absolute irreversible decision that I will never chew tobacco, gutka, all the various forms, daru, alcohol. He just quit. He didn't daru. Any kind. She just added alcohol. Any kind. I will never take it. From up until this point. Whatever, all that, for all, everything that I have chewed, I am sincerely sorry for that. I am seriously. I am asking for your forgiveness, my Lord. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And grant me the energy so that I can be eternally free from this and whatever difficulties I have caused to my family members. I am sincerely sorry for that too. I am sincerely repentant. I am confessing, and I am doing pratikraman, and I am doing pratyakhyan, vowing never to repeat it. Oh Dada Bhagwan, grant me such energy that I will never I will never take any habit, any addictive stuff through these thoughts, speech and actions. I am pure soul. Shuddhatma chun. Beautiful scene on DVD. And Niruma is now sending on the Vidhi to the higher powers, to the Supreme Lord, and filling in the deficiencies on this particular specific need of this gentleman. I am pure soul. And now she touches his forehead and head and says, Jai Sachidan, taps it and looks, gives that beautiful. And Nirma says, now you will not even remember it. And then he tells the wife, now make him some nice food so that he, whenever he needs any, needs to have it, he can have some good food instead. He says, can you come for satsang? Niruma says, together. And so Niruma is doing something with that coin or something. Okay, it's all gone. She, Niruma, put that in, says, okay, now it's gone. She blew on it and says, now it's all gone. So it's not going to come back. Okay, now next one. There are a lot. So many Mahatmas have come with it. So many individual questions about every Mahatma has got some kind of moha. Can you not do a total joint with this so everybody's moha will get? But a lot of people feel like we are left because you took away the moha of somebody in specific. But can you not do it a joint samai? Nirma says, you cannot get a collectively. I give it. Yes, those who really feel like they want to get rid of their moha of this person or this person, they need to come individually. However, otherwise you have to do it in samayik yourself. Or do we need to do samayik, or shall we? Okay, shall we do samayik? Ask Niruma. Okay, now. Gnani has got general compassion. And then when somebody does something wrong, then there is specific karuna. Compassion is only for this side of the line of demarcation. Rajipo means the pleasure of the Gnani is when you are in the five agnas, etc. And then compassion is constantly the state of the Gnani. It is ever applicable for everyone. Whereas Rajipo's pleasure of the Gnani is specific to individuals, is it not? And has the other person has to be in front and has to be around the Gnani. Come on, let's close it now. Let's do samayik now. What are we going to see in samayik? Ask Niruma. She gives a smile. What are we going to? When this atmosphere is here, Niruma, when this is such a light atmosphere, the straight line is, this guy is now singing something. This is a very specific way of singing in Saurashtra. He is now they go in a very high-pitched voice and sing very specific praise about specific lines of Niruma. I could not hear it exactly. Something pleasant about Niruma and this path of Akram.
Today,
Niruma, if I be, what you, Niruma, I may have seen faults of the Gnani, but then how can I see them? What if I am not aware of the faults, seeing the faults of the Gnani? Niruma says, if you have seen the faults of the Gnani and if you are aware of it, that's when you wash it off. Because that is what is preventing the compassion. Suppose, Niruma says, then see, Mahatmas is also, if you've seen faults of Mahatmas, wash off the faults of Mahatmas. See Dada, Niruma, Deepak Bhai, Aptaputras, Aptaputris and Mahatmas. So now we are in Dada, Niruma. Should. Niruma says, recognize that our path is Akram, so you see, whatever is happening Kramik, millions will go and liberate it on the Kramik or the traditional path to leave it alone. Supposing two people are talking about each other, we did this and we did that, etc. And supposing we do not want to oppose that negative conversation. Supposing if we had not opposed negative conversation, is it my mistake? Niruma says that if you didn't say anything, then you don't have to do anything. It is in the Samayiks, please see that. See how much pity and kindness you have, and then recognize the ego behind the kindness, and then leaving that ego of kindness, move into the egoless state of compassion. If you have seen the mistakes of Gnani, if you have seen faults of the Gnani, you have seen our faults, faults of Mahatmas, then in Samayik, wash it off. And this is a Samvatsari day, this is the final day of the Paryushan of 2001, says Niruma. Whatever you see today, it will all get washed off. Next question from gentleman. This is the age of computers, Niruma. He says, on March 31st, 2007, it has been predicted that Ashok Bhai will not be living. So, but I live on Dada Shri. How should I take this forecast? Because somebody says that I will not, on March 23rd, such and such date, I will not do that. If the computers, if you're not here, where are you going to go? He says, why are you going into the death? Because on computer there's all kinds of junk on the internet. Why don't you? Don't get into your death. Nothing is going to happen to you. Don't get into it. This is. Come here. Let's do your vidhi so that we can get rid of your junk. Don't let this ghost enter that you will. I used to believe, this is in 2001, Niruma is saying that I always had in this mind that I was going to live only 45 years. But from the very childhood, one day I told Niruma told Dada, my lifespan is short. Dada says, who told you? Let's get this rid of. Don't say it. So, just say that I have a long life, I have a long life. So this is in 2001, which Niruma passed away in 2006 on March. But 2001, Niruma is saying that I had always, from as a child, always had a feeling that I was going to live only 45 years, and in fact, that's exactly what happened. Dada, because you're saying, I will say it. But sir, I used to say my lifespan is long. However, but 45 is over. So how is it for you? Says Niruma. Niruma. Death.com on death.com. Why would he go on death.com on the internet? There's a lot on the internet. No computer can predict anybody's death. This is all junk, says Niruma. Says this is all junk. And yes, you should ask the astrologer. Why don't you ask the computer when you are going to die? Here, this astrologer. Whatever may be in SCE, let it be. Let it be. Whatever is in SCE, let it be. Okay, come on, touch. So now this gentleman is doing vidhi. Now let it. I do not want to think about when I'm going to die. I do not want to think about whatever may be in Vyavastit, let it be. Okay, Muko, now put the head. Niru, say it. Just say, I'm Shuddhatma Chum. Everybody bolo lago, come on. Shuddhatma Chum, Shuddhatma. Everybody help him, says Niruma. So everybody is now saying, who Shuddhatma Chum in the hall? Dear Dada Bhagwan, grant me such energy so that I can remain as the S capital only. With the exception of the absolute experience of the Self, I do not desire anything temporary in this world. In this head of mine, in this intellect. All that ghost that has entered that I'm going to die is my wrong belief. I'm never going to die. I am the eternal one only. I am eternal one. I am Amar. I am eternal. I am deathless. I am beyond death. I was never born. I will never die. I am Shuddhatma. 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 Jai Sachidananda. Yes, if you're not going to die, then get rid of this wrong belief. I mean, you're not going to die, period. End of the satsang. Jai Sachidananda. Just wanting a mother in the school because her son is a little sick. And as we await Pujadipak Bhai from Junagadh to do our vidhi, let's hope they connect. Looks like they're not going to connect. Okay. All right. Jai Sachidanand. That's here. Jai Sachidanand.